All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday on this last Monday in March. Can you believe it? Cruising through the Mondays of the year. Well, as we get ready to step into Easter and to hear the story of the resurrection again, today I want to talk about the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the one that is there, raising Jesus, raising us. So we can live with that motivation, inspiration, and hope in this world. You see, the word Paraclete is often used for the word Holy Spirit. But it's also the same word Jesus sometimes uses to describe himself. And so how do we translate this word Paraclete? Well, many translations of it is Comforter. But the Holy Spirit as the comforter doesn't mean a cuddly blanket or a hot water bottle, but a bracing friend who helps us bear every burden, lift every load, climb every mountain, right? Comfort, we think of comfort food, of a Friday night inn, of a safe place in which to gather. But the Paraclete is the kind of comforter that joins us in our struggle and in our journey to climb every mountain and ford every stream. And so what do we put on as this comforter? What does the Holy Spirit do with us as the Holy Spirit garments us to go through what we need to? Well, think about this prayer that we often pray at the end of worship. And it's one that is deeply moving. May the Spirit bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you will live deep in your heart. May the Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, bless you with anger at injustice and oppression and exploitation of people and the earth, so that you will work for justice, equity, and peace. May the Spirit bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer, so that you will reach out your hand to comfort them. And may the Spirit bless you with foolishness to think you can make a difference in the world, so you will do things which others say cannot be done. How does the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, Jesus, help us with discomfort and half-truths and superficiality and injustice and oppression and suffering and tears and foolishness? How does the Holy Spirit engage with us? You may think it's weird, but in our life we say, may the Spirit be with you. May the peace be with you. And some would say, may the force be with you. Yes, the Spirit is a life force, a counselor, a mentor, a friend, someone who comes alongside, someone that calls us out, someone who serves as an angel among us. And as we ready ourselves for that story of death and resurrection, we're aware of the angels at the tomb. We're aware of the angels who wait upon Jesus, who gathered with the disciples to protect and to lead and to guide into all that is next. We're well aware that the Holy Spirit has been unleashed in our world, in our hearts, in our minds and souls. And so as we often say, you too can be a Paraclete. You too can be a Holy Spirit presence by showing up in the places maybe that are least expected, in the places of great need, in the places that need inspiration and hope. Keep walking into that. Keep trusting into that. Keep leaping forward into those things where God is calling. And remember, you go not alone. but with the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit of life and love and all resurrection faith. God be with you on this day and always. Stay motivated. Good day.